The economic impact of tech from the big fish to the little guy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Angie's List, now offering everyone access to ratings, reviews, and home improvement tips. Angie'sList.com. Angie's List. Home is where our heart is.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. It has been a big earnings week. There have been losers. Pull out your sad face emoji for Twitter here, but also a number of big winners. Facebook, Amazon, and Google all beat analysts' expectations handily, proof that the tech giants are having a big impact on the economy. Startups are too. A new study out of UPenn's Wharton School this week took a deep look at how crowdfunding site Kickstarter has made an impact. The study says Kickstarter's created 300,000 part-time and full-time jobs and almost 9,000 new companies. Since 2009, the company has helped founders give the world the Pebble smartwatch, documentaries, albums, and one guy's $55,000 potato salad party. So we got Kickstarter's founder and CEO on the line, Yancey Strickler. Yancey, thanks for talking to me. Tell me about how you provided the data for this study.
Yeah, we were actually nowhere a part of the process. They were directly contacting backers and creators and asking them questions.
So, got it.
You know, we discovered them the same way that people are discovering them now that they're public today.
One of the interesting findings here is that Kickstarter has allowed people already in a creative industry to be even more creative in ways, like follow passion projects that their regular employer wouldn't necessarily support.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that one of the things that really popped for me looking at this is the degree of sort of semi-professional creative people that are able to be supported through this. And that's a great victory to us.
A lot of people say that creative fields are supposed to be hard to break into. Is there a danger that Kickstarter is letting people follow their pipe dreams instead of finding real rewarding work?
I greatly disagree with the idea that you must be this good to get on this ride in terms of being a creative person. I really disagree. And I think that attitude in society is challenging. You know, there are a lot of kids who play violin, and it feels like there aren't a lot of like pretty good 30-year-old violinists. It's like when you're 18 and you realize you can't make it into the London Symphony, you obviously are just supposed to quit and give it up. But,
right.
You know, I disagree with this notion of it's go pro or bust. And, you know, our hope is that Kickstarter can provide a type of validation for that person that, yeah, has a day job. Yeah, their family is their priority. Their church is their priority. But still they want to explore ideas. They want to put themselves out there. They want to see what they're made of. And we want to help empower them.
Yancey Strickler is CEO and co-founder of Kickstarter. Yancey, thank you very much for talking to me.
Cheers. Thank you.
The Democratic National Convention is wrapping up in Philadelphia today. Crowdfunding and sharing economy companies have had a strong presence at both conventions. Angela Valdez, a delegate for Bernie Sanders from Oregon, crowdfunded her way to Philadelphia this week.
About $1,500, and I raised a lot of the funds on a GoFundMe site, so I'm actually almost funded completely now. It was all by supporters who donated whatever little bit they could for me.
Average donation for Angela's trip, about $27, not unlike donations to Bernie Sanders' campaign. Airbnb had an official presence at the DNC. Why is Airbnb's head of global policy, Chris Lahaney, in Philadelphia? To lobby, of course, but also to celebrate the startup's growth.
So the company was launched at the Democratic National Convention in Denver in 2008. We had 49 hosts and 108 guests that stayed with the platform in Denver. Today, we're now over 100 million people on the platform.
Those voices thanks to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. More from her on our Politics Inside Out podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today, Anna Lee Newitz, tech culture editor at Ars Technica. Anna Lee, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I am prepared.
Ah, she is prepared. $9.3 billion.
That's the amount that the Democrats are spending to bail themselves out of all of the problems caused by the DNC email leak.
Good guess. But I'm actually talking about Oracle. Oracle announced that they will acquire cloud services company NetSuite. Apparently the CEO, Mark Hurd, said that, quote, Oracle and NetSuite cloud applications are complementary and will coexist in the marketplace forever. Is there forever in the tech world? I feel like there never is.
No. And I mean, you know, soon we're going to have like neural networks for, you know, like actually in our brains. So we won't need the cloud. We'll just be running everything, you know, on wetware.
We will be the cloud. I like that.
The human cloud.
All right. What do you got for me?
$300 million.
The amount tech companies spent on taking part in the both conventions.
It is actually the cost to land an uncrewed Dragon spacecraft on Mars.
Oh,
and that
wow.
came out of a report from SpaceX and NASA, who are collaborating on the mission. That's actually slightly less than the production budget for The Force Awakens, the most recent Star Wars film.
Just don't make the next Star Wars film. Oh, wait, I better not say that. I'll get in so
you
much trouble.
You know James Cameron is thinking about this and like how he's going to film his next movie actually on Mars.
Okay. One CEO.
How many CEOs it takes to destroy a major search company?
Marissa Mayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this deal this week between Verizon and Yahoo is finalized. Verizon's spending about $4.8 billion on buying Yahoo's core internet business. And Marissa Mayer says she's sticking around. We don't really know what that means yet. I guess we will have to wait and see. Do you Yahoo?
I used to Yahoo, and my account, after I switched to Gmail, they just shut it down because I hadn't accessed it in several months. And so...
Well, I feel like you used to Yahoo and now you Woohoo.
Now you Snapchat.
Annalee Newitz, she is tech culture editor at Ars Technica. Annalee, thanks for playing along.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.